Hey, Power Achievers, go bold or go home. This is your year to shine. Hey, get the strategies, the ideas, the information, and everything that you need to help you do life with power by listening to everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsel, and the expert guests that hang out with us on Designing Your Life Today. You can also get lots of achieving information, free downloads, savings on products, and so much more when you visit our website at designingyourlifetoday.com. Check us out on our social media sites under Designing Your Life Today and my name, Pat Counsel. Are you ready to be bodacious by achieving all of your goals? Then let's get to it. Hello, Power Achievers. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is Magnificent Monday, and I am everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsel. I am super excited to be sharing with you on this Magnificent Monday, because today I want to talk to you about letting your talent shine. Letting your talent shine, being your very best self, open up and just let the boldness that's within you come out. Now, why am I talking about that today, or what made me decide to share with you about that today? Over the weekend, I was in the fitness center Saturday, and I was working out, and it was at night, and what happened was there were a group of ladies that came in, and they were doing a scavenger hunt, and so I don't know very much about what it was for, but they were having a lot of fun with it. And so, strangely enough, they came up to me. They walked past all of those other people that were on treadmills, and for whatever reason, they came up to me. Maybe I'm magnetic. But anyway, they came up to me, and one of them said, "Hey, would you mind singing a verse from your favorite song?" And I had no problem with that. So I said, "Sure, no problem." And now one of my favorite songs is God Bless the Child. I really like that song because that song talks about having your own. And so I thought I would sing a verse from that. It's a nice song, easy to sing without music, and it's... plus, we were in a gym, and so I could keep it on a lower tone. So I thought, okay, this will be great. Well, the next thing that happened was they picked up their cell phones and aimed it at me. And I said, okay, what are you doing? Well, we're going to record this because we have to have proof for our scavenger hunt that we actually got someone to sing a song from, or a verse from their favorite song. And then all of a sudden I started to make excuses for, I said, well, okay, I'll do it. But, you know, if it's not that good, it's because I haven't sang in a long time. And well, you know, I can sing, but I haven't practiced in years. And all of those things were true. But here's where I'm going with this story. I had to slap my own wrist for that behavior. Because first of all, I can still sing. Can I sing as good as I used to when I was in the military and we were practicing all day, every day, and on the road touring and having fun? No, because I don't practice every day. And so, but I can still sing. And I know I can definitely still sing one of my favorite songs. So, at least a verse. So the thing is that I made excuses, and all of a sudden inside, I felt myself kind of get a little bit, my confidence was a little bit shaken just for a split second, but I still slapped myself on the wrist. Why? Because I had a conversation with myself after the fact, and I said, you know what? You should never, ever do that again. If someone walks up to you and they ask you to sing a verse from your favorite song, you better let it rip. You better sing that song. Why? Because that's a God-given talent. That's not a talent you gave yourself. God gave you that talent for a reason. Because here's what happened. When I started to sing the song, I composed myself and I sang the song, and all of a sudden they all started smiling and they wanted me to keep singing, and they kept recording it. And they started laughing and saying, "Wow, this is good. Keep going. We like this." And one of the ladies said, she said, "We were not expecting this. This was great." So my point is, all of those ladies that were standing there, I put a smile on their faces. I put a smile on those ladies' faces. They felt good and they wanted to kind of stay in my energy field, and I felt good because they felt good. So there it was. We were all smiling and we were all feeling good for that moment in time. And that's kind of why we're here. We're here to let our light shine so that we can bring joy to one another, so that we can express our joy, which in turn helps other people tap into their joy. And so it was such a feel-good moment. And so I learned a very valuable lesson about holding back on my talents and making excuses. See, it's not about whether someone likes your talent or not, or whether someone likes the way you sing or dance or write or whatever it is your talent may be. With crunch numbers, it doesn't matter. Whether a person likes that or not, doesn't matter. What matters is if this is your calling and you are giving your all and doing it the best way you know how, until you learn something new or something more that will take you to the next level in that same arena, then do it. Because you know what? It's giving your best in that moment that will take you to the next level, that will open more doors for you. All of a sudden, what started out as a simple scavenger hunt, which they said will only take a minute of your time, went to, so what's your name? You know, so who are you kind of thing. So, of course, that's a great plug for Designing Your Life Today, because I could say, hey, you know, I do a podcast. But the point that I'm making here is that I had to kind of tug my own coattail and say, how dare you hesitate or make excuses for sharing a talent that you didn't give yourself. If God gives you a talent, then use it. Put it out there. Let your talent shine. This is the year to go bold. And, you know, we're at the end of January, so I thought this would make a great kind of feel-good story, inspirational story, kind of eye-opening story or heart-opening story for you guys to search within yourself and ask yourself the question, where are you holding back? What talents are you not using that you know that you have? And I want to encourage you to do this right now in this very minute while I'm talking on today's show. I want you to get something to write with and get a piece of paper or whatever, and I want you to answer this question. Are you holding back on letting your talent shine? And if you are, what talent is that? Write it down right now. What is it you've always wanted to do? And if you say, well, you know, really, I'm holding back on opening this business, that, but I don't consider that a talent. Listen, write it down. It's still a talent, because you're going to bring something amazing to this world. You know, all of the things that are going on in our society today, and it seems like everything is so chaotic. Everything is so out of order. But I want you guys to know that sometimes in order for us to get to order, we have to go through chaos and a little bit of craziness. And that's what's going on right now, not just in America, but if you, you know, pay attention to what's going on around the globe, it's happening everywhere in this world. So think about this. These are things that are causing people to make shifts that will hopefully cause them to open their hearts. When people express their discontent, they have to open their heart to do that. And hopefully they will know that by opening their hearts, they will know that it is important that they express that love. So what am I saying here? I'm saying that when you open up, when you stop holding back, you and you let your talent shine, you let your light shine, you let your heart kind of be open to success and to love and to life and to giving your very best and to being your most bodacious self, you're going to get something amazing. Some great things are going to come back into your life. What is it you're working on right now that where you're not succeeding? If you're not succeeding at this, whatever this thing is, then know this, that there's a part of you that's closed off. There's a part of you where the energy isn't flowing. And you want to see where that part is. Are you angry with someone? Is it someone that you're not willing to forgive? Are there some people, Or are you shying away from being your most authentic self? Are you afraid of what other people are going to say about you? See, when that I was asked to sing that song in front of these strangers, all of these women who I did not know, one of my thoughts, my ego popped up and said, oh no, suppose they don't like you. You haven't practiced singing in who knows how long. So suppose they don't like you. So my ego started to put up some walls. But you know what? My desire and willingness to be obedient to the talent that I had made me go beyond, override my ego and say, you know what? I'm doing this for these ladies because this is an opportunity to let my talent shine. This is an opportunity for a feel-good moment for me and for them. And that's what it's all about. So how can you create feel-good moments for yourself and for other people? Now you say, well, I'm not a singer. I'm not talking about singing. When I talk about creating a feel-good moment, I'm talking about stepping out and just really saying, making that commitment that you are going to use your talent. You're not going to say, well, I'll wait until things in the world get better. You know what makes the world better? When we become better. When we rise up to that level of greatness that's within all of us. That's how things get better. And when we make the decision that we're not going to walk in fear, but we're going to walk in that love. And you can only walk in love when you open your heart. And when you open your heart, guess what you're going to find? You're going to find your authenticity. When you find your authenticity, then guess what? You're going to see your talent and you're going to realize perhaps that you're not using that talent, that you're not letting that talent shine. And then you're going to make a decision that it's time to let your talent shine. You know, open your heart, you guys. This is Magnificent Monday. Make it magnificent by making that commitment that this is what you're going to do. Listen, with all the people that are being displaced because of different businesses that are closing, stores, banks, everywhere that's closing in America, so many thousands of people that are going to be searching for new jobs and trying to figure out their lives. You know, it's chaotic. But you know what? You can find success in chaos. And you find success in chaos by searching your heart and asking yourself the right questions. And the question of the day is, am I truly using my God-given talents? What gifts do I have that I'm not using? What gifts do I have that I, because of fear, because I'm afraid I'm not going to make enough money, that I'm holding back on? Listen, I encourage you to get started today. If you really want to have control over your destiny, the best way to do that is to let your talent shine. Your talent will make room for you and it will bring you before great men. That's what Proverbs tells us. And I believe that wholeheartedly. Now, I did let my talent shine when I sang, but did it bring me before great men? No, but it brought me before a bunch of happy women and it made for, once again, a feel-good moment. And you know what? And here it is, days later, and I still feel good every time I think about it. When I think about the smiles that were on their face, when I think about all of a sudden when I started singing how they looked and they were amazed at what was coming out of my mouth and they liked it and they wanted me to continue on because it was making them feel good. It was soothing, as one person put it. And that was worth it. It makes me feel good doing that. So what am I saying to you, and what does that have to do with increasing your income? What does that have to do with doing life with power? Anytime you let your talents shine, no matter what the talent is, anytime you bring them to the forefront, anytime you release those talents, and even if you think you're doing it on a small scale, what happens is it creates a kind of energy in you that causes your confidence to go to another level, that gives your self-esteem a boost, that opens your heart. And when your heart is open, your mind is going to open up. When your mind opens up, your creativity opens up. When your creativity opens up, then hey, it's time to go to work. It's time to take action. It's time to jot those amazing thoughts down and go for it. That's how you do life with power. That's how you get to where it is you really want to be. With everything that's going on, people are really afraid because they don't know what's going to happen to them. Why? Because they're looking at kind of the fact that one human being is controlling everything, and that's what they think. But you need to understand this. There are some things which against such there is no law. That would be the fruit of the Spirit. Now, here's where I'm going with that. Where I'm going with that is that when I sang for those ladies, it brought me joy. and it brought them joy. And as I said, I still feel good today as a result of having done it. I haven't sang in a while. And so I still feel good because I did that for them. And it inspired me. And you know what? When I got in my car, I started to sing again. And there's no one in there, of course, but I was singing because I still felt good. And I felt like singing. And then guess what happens? When you start to kind of open up, I started to open up more, and then guess what I did? I started writing some ideas down that popped into my head, and these are some amazing ideas. Ideas that I can deliver to you guys to help you do life with power, to help you increase your income, to help you take control of your destiny, to deliver the best that I can deliver at this point in time in my life. And that gives me joy. So this is kind of how it all snowballs. So once again, what talents are you holding back on? What are you not bringing to the table? Bring it to the table. Don't get involved in all of the negativity. Don't get involved in all of the hype. Now, there are some things, yeah, that will need your attention in terms of showing compassion, showing patience, showing tolerance. Oh, wait, they're the fruits of the Spirit again. You know, there are things that will need your attention in that way. And you, of course, want to do that. But listen, bring your joy to the forefront. Bring your faith to the forefront. And don't get involved in the complaining and the negativity of it all. Because that's not going to get you to where it is you want to be. So with that being said, you guys, very short show today, but I wanted to encourage each and every one of you to let your talent shine. You know, you don't want to make any excuses for not using your talents. There are no excuses that you can come up with that are valid. They're not one, because here's the thing. God gave you that talent, and I'm pretty sure when God gave you the talent, God kind of knew that you would need to use it. So there's a way. Where there's a will, there's a way that you can use that talent, that you can step out. So don't hold back anymore. You know, go bold or go home. This is your year to let your light shine. This is the time for you to be bodacious. This is the time for you to step up, step out, and do life with power. Now, whatever you've written down on that paper, the talent that you have, or the gift that you had, or the business that idea that you have that you've been holding back on, the next thing that I want you to write down as we close for today is I want you to write down a date that you're going to get started on laying the foundation to move forward with this. And also, if you say, well, what then? Well, if you guys have not signed up for our newsletter, Power of Today, go to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com, because we're changing our newsletter to add more information or simpler information, step by step, a little bit at a time, that will help you to kind of stay on point when it comes to your business. And we're going to provide you with some of the best information we can find that will help you to keep your business going forward, or to give you the courage to bring out your talent. Whatever it is, you guys, we want our newsletter to be a resource for you. So be sure to go to designingyourlifetoday.com/newsletter and get signed up for our Power of Today newsletter. It's absolutely free. And you guys know, for those of you that have signed up, listen, we don't bombard you with a bunch of emails. We don't just flood your email box with lots of emails and stuff and trying to sell you every little thing. Do we recommend some things that you could purchase that will make things better? Yes, but we do it sparingly, because these are things that I believe will help you to do life with power, will help you to recognize that you are built by design to win. And it will also help you recognize that there's nothing and no one that can stop you from achieving and becoming your very best. This is the time to let your light shine. There are no excuses when it comes to your talents. Listen, there, you have those talents for a reason. If I sound a little bit repetitive, it's because I really want you guys to get this, and I really want you to believe this, and I really want you to feel what I'm saying here, because you guys are amazing. We are all built by design to win, and all you have to do is step into that, and when you step into that, the results that are going to come from that is going to amaze even you. You are going to achieve over and above even what you can think. Why? Because you are walking in the energy of obedience, love, and you're taking action. and you are sharing something that's going to benefit other people. Hey, you guys, listen, that's all I have for you. Last reminder, go to our website, designeryourlifetoday.com/newsletter, and get signed up for our Power Up Today newsletter, because we have made some changes. It's going to be awesome. We want everybody to get what they want. And if you know some of those people that are going to be out of jobs because of all the different stores and the banks and branches that are closing, listen, invite them to listen to Designing Your Life Today, because we're going to dedicate this entire year to helping people to bring out their very best, to being bold, to being bodacious, to just really taking control of their destiny. I think it's time, don't you? Yeah. So invite them to listen to Designing Your Life Today. Tell them to get signed up for our newsletter, and they can also go to our website at designeryourlifetoday.com, check out some of the income boosters. We're going to continue to add new information and new ideas there. Let's all work together, and we're going to make things amazing. Hey, enjoy this magnificent Monday, and let your talent shine and do life with power. Hey again, Power Achievers. I want to thank you guys for listening to Designing Your Life Today and hanging out with us all year long. This is your year to be bodacious. It's time to go bold. Pull out all the stops, all of those goals and dreams that you have, the desires that you have. It's time to make them real. You can have the lifestyle that you desire. It is not a myth. It is not fantasy. You can make it happen. And you can do that by staying focused, raising your confidence, giving yourself the self-esteem boost that you need, and getting strategies that will help you stay on point and getting the necessary knowledge that you need to get to where it is you want to be. On Designing Your Life Today, we are so committed to bringing you information that will help you do life with power, that will help you realize all of your goals and dreams. That's why we're here. Our goal is to help you reach your goal. So you know what, you guys? You can help us by letting us know what you want to hear about, what you want to learn more about, and we will do our best to talk about it. Or I will find a guest that will come on our show and share their expertise with you. We want you to get the information and the guidance that you need so that you can get to where it is you want to be. Another thing that you can do is you can hang out with us all year long on Facebook, or our Facebook page at facebook.com/designyourlifetoday. Check me out on my other social media pages, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and Twitter. You can find me there under my name, Pat Council. Love to hang out with you guys. You guys are going to find some great information. You're going to get gold posters. We have some really great things and great ideas to help you do life with power. This is your time to shine. This is your year to go bold. It's all about being bodacious. Step up, step out, and do what it takes to make it happen. Why? Because you can. You guys have a great day, and you know what to do. Do life with power.